This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Good morning. It is 9:30 and you are listening to MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu on 999 AM. My name is Emma and this is Catholic Radio on the 6th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Over the next half hour we will be participating in a radio liturgy during which we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the scripture readings for the day and hear some news from around the parishes. A very special welcome to all of our listeners this morning. Our opening song is Gather Us In by Marty Hogan.
Here in this place, new life is streaming. Now in the darkness vanished away. See, in this place, our fears and our dreams, pointed to you in the light of this day. Gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history. Call to us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Here we will take the wine and the water, here we will take the bread of new birth. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters, call us anew to be sold for the earth. Give us to eat the bread that is new. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion life that are holy and hearts that are true.
We will begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we enter into this celebration, we review the past week, rejoicing in what went well and repenting of our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true. Grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. We now listen to God's word.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When a person has on the skin of the body a swelling or an eruption or a spot, and it turns into a leprous disease on the skin of the body, that person shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests. A person who has the leprous disease shall wear torn clothes, and let the hair of the head be dishevelled, and shall cover the upper lip, and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' A person shall remain unclean as long as the disease persists, and being unclean, that person shall live alone with a dwelling outside the camp." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, the joy of salvation. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes not guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said, "I confess my faults to the Lord," and you took away the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just. Exalt all you upright of heart. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. All things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Do not seek your own advantage, but that of the other. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any question on the grounds of conscience, for the earth and its fullness are the Lord's. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal, and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you, without raising any question on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it, out of consideration for the one who informed you, and for the sake of conscience. I mean the other's conscience, not your own. For why should my liberty be subject to the judgment of someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why should I be denounced because of that for which I give thanks? Whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Give no offence to Jews or to Greeks or to the Church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, so that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A man with leprosy came to Jesus begging him, and kneeling, said to Jesus, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, Jesus sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But the man went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, and people came to Jesus from every quarter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For our Gospel reflection today, we have Norma Woodcock, founder of the Centre for Catholic Spiritual Development and Prayer in the Archdiocese of Perth in Western Australia.
Hello everyone, Norma Woodcock speaking to you from Perth in Western Australia. I'd like to speak into the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B, and the theme, Be Healed. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, 40-45, a leper came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees. "If you want to," he said, "you can cure me." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "Of course I want to," he said. "Be cured." And the leprosy left him at once, and he was cured. Jesus had a great understanding of and feeling for people who were suffering. Oscar Wilde put it like this: Jesus understood the leprosy of the leper, the darkness of the blind, the fierce misery of those who live for pleasure, the strange poverty of the rich, the thirst that can lead people to drink from muddy waters. Beautiful little piece from Oscar Wilde. And I guess I want to share a bit out of my story because I had been abused so horrendously as a little girl. I felt like a leper. And any of you who have been abused will really relate to that when I say that. We just feel untouchable. We just feel unclean. We just feel used and abused. And not only was that there in my deep, deep unconscious, pushing up its pus, but I was also bullied when I came here from India at the age of 5. And I can remember walking up the hill, a little 5-year-old, to school, and very cruel young children throwing stones at me. And so I certainly did feel like a leper. I guess my journey of healing began about 40 years ago when I came to Jesus so mixed up and so messed up and so wounded and so sinful. And there may be people watching today from different parts of the world, and you may be saying, but that's how I feel, and I've just stumbled onto this video clip. What should I do? Immediately, I would say to you, ask Jesus, Jesus, you can cure me if you want to. And imagine Jesus reaching out his hand and touching you and saying, of course I want to. But I want to say to you, a process then begins, and it is a process, and it is a journey, and it does take time. But you've got to hang close to this amazing Jesus, because I can promise you, he will bring you to the end of your struggle and your pain, and there will be peace and there will be plenty. I can remember my brilliant Jesuit director many years ago now. He died and he has gone to the Lord, and he heard my story in its fullness, and he said to me, Norma, if God can heal you, God can heal anyone. So if I'm there and the spectrum is here and you come somewhere here, I know you're going to be healed, because if God can heal me, he chooses to heal you, no matter, even if your damage is worse than anything you have ever heard of in your whole life. He has the power to resurrect, regenerate, rescue, and make whole. So do not let another moment pass. But in this amazing teaching of Jesus reaching out to the leper, hold up to him the spots of leprosy that are in your heart and your mind and your emotions, in your soul and your spirit, in your body, and say, Jesus, if you want to, you can cure me. And then I ask you to close your eyes and imagine Jesus right now in front of you, and his hand is reaching out to touch you. And Lord, I'm asking that you heal whatever it is that's being lifted up to you in this moment, because you are a God who cares intensely about our suffering, our woundedness, and our pain. God bless you. May it be a great week, and may joy begin to flow in you and through you. I look forward to meeting you again next week.
We now bring our prayers before the Lord.
For the church, may we be inspired by the healing ministry of Jesus, affirming the dignity of all. I te ariki, whakaronga mai rā ki a mātou.
For lawmakers, that they ensure the dignity and the right to life and health of people who are sick, vulnerable or marginalised is protected. I te ariki, whakaronga mai rā ki a mātou.
For all health professionals, that the health services they offer will be available to all, regardless of people's wealth or location, that their work will be funded appropriately and will bring a sense of joy into their lives. E te ariki,
whakaronga mai rā ki a mātou. For World Day of Marriage this coming Tuesday, that couples will be inspired by the self-giving love of Christ, using this as the basis of their love for each other. E te ariki, whakaronga mai rā ki a mātou.
On this World Day of Prayer for the Sick, that all who are sick, hospitalised, injured and homebound may feel the healing power of Christ and find comfort and hope in his constant presence. E te ariki,
whakaronga mai rā ki a mātou.
God, who sends us to wash in the river of healing, hear the prayers we offer you this day, and enable us to proclaim your good news and spread the word of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We now have the Lord's Prayer sung by City Point Worship. Time is 10 minutes to 10 and you are listening to Catholic Radio on NPR, Manawatu People's Radio, 999 AM. And now we have a few notices from around the parishes. A note on our Catholic chaplain. Kathleen Field is the Catholic chaplain at Palmerston North Hospital. She can arrange for a priest to visit and provide sacraments for patients in the hospital if required. Please contact your parish office if you need to get in touch with her. There's a note here from the parish team about the opening of the cathedral. With Bishop John's permission, the cathedral is now open, while the office is open, which is Monday through Friday, 9 AM to 1 PM. We are encouraging all parishioners to pop in during these times and be present. There are no expectations of greeting people or hosting. If you have time during your busy week and are in the area, please feel free to spend some time in the cathedral. Thank you for your continued support from the parish team. From the St. Vinny's Op Shop. At present, we are very busy getting the shop organised and processing donated items. Therefore, we request that you hold off dropping off donations for the next few weeks. Until then, volunteers to help are always welcome. Please contact Tony at the shop if you are interested in volunteering. There are two programs starting up very soon that you or someone you know might be interested in. The first is the Caritas Lenten Reflection Program. First session is Tuesday, February the 20th at 7 PM in the Cathedral Gathering Area. These sessions will continue every Tuesday, and everyone is invited to come along and join our group for an in-depth exploration of the Lenten journey. And the second program is Alpha. Come along and meet new people and explore faith together, starting Wednesday, February 21st at Our Lady of Lourdes in the Gathering Area, 6:30 to 8:30 PM. You can come along for dinner, a short movie, and a discussion. No cost and no pressure. So if you or anyone you know would be interested in either of those programs, come along or pass on the message. And on the subject of Lent, don't forget that Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday, 14th of February. And that concludes Catholic Radio for this week, but we'll be back next week at the same time, 9:30 AM, here on NPR, Manawatu People's Radio, 999 AM. Thank you to all our listeners, and a special thank you to Pauline and Jane for recording the readings and prayers for me to use this morning. And we conclude this morning's liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing song for today is He Honore by Daniel and Ashley. Fakaro, Paie, King.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.